morning, go ahead and turn in your Bible, please, this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. And while you're finding your place in the precious Word of God this morning, certainly again, just good to be here. And I appreciate the blessings of the Lord upon us this day. And I pray that God will speak to our hearts through the preaching of the Word of God today. A couple of anniversaries that we want to recognize today before we get started. This chapter number 10, we'll look at some scripture today that probably is familiar to a lot of folks here this morning, but also I want you to continue to find your place in Matthew chapter number 4. Now, I'm not going to read the scripture out of Matthew chapter number 4 this morning. We'll be making reference back to that throughout the message this morning. But we've been looking at last several weeks, even not only on Sunday morning, but some on Sunday night and even on Wednesday night, about certainly dealing with temptations. And certainly we've been talking about being aware of the temptations and being aware of the temptations that hinder our walk with Christ. And we talked about those temptations that hinder our worship of Christ. And then lastly, we've been looking at simply those things, those temptations that would hinder our work for Christ. And we looked at two areas. We talked about those things that hinder our time, those things that hinder our talents, and we've done that this last Wednesday evening. Today I want to continue the thought on certainly dealing with temptations, because certainly they're out there before us, and all of us has to deal with them on a daily basis. Doesn't mean we have to give in to them, but sometimes, as we've already said throughout preaching and thinking about Matthew 4, as Jesus himself there was tempted or tested thoroughly, simply what that means there in Matthew 4, we realize that, of course, he was tempted in all points or manners as we are, yet without sin, and I'm thankful for that. But certainly we're going to face temptations. But I'm glad that as you study the scriptures, that certainly that we have a way out of these temptations. We do not have to give in to them. It's not a sin to be tempted today, but it is many times sin when we give in to those temptations. And I believe here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, Paul gives us some things that he gave to the church at Corinth that I believe will help us here today as well. So I pray that there'll be a blessing and a help and a challenge to our hearts as we think about not only being aware of the temptations, but now I want to think about overcoming the temptations that you and I face each and every day. So if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. If you're able to stand, and certainly if you're not able to stand today, that's certainly okay. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, starting in verse number 1. I'm going to read down through verse number 15. And of course, we see that Paul is going back and reminding the church at Corinth here about Israel and some things that happened certainly in the life of Israel and the people of Israel, the Jewish people, certainly that we need to be reminded of today, that we not fall into some of the same things that they fell into. And certainly we see verse 13 being our text verse today, that certainly there is a way out of these temptations. Notice what he says in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But notice in verse number 5, but with many of them, God was not well pleased." I want you to notice that. Boy, that's a thought there this morning. "But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not," notice now, "lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written." The people sat down. Boy, I tell you what, this text could be used very easily today. "The people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples," or examples, "as they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." Verse 12 says, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he stand take heed, lest he fall. Verse 13 being our text verse there, hath no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Thank God for that. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation always make a way. Now notice that. Always make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you for another good day on this side of eternity, to thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, most of all. Certainly we today thank you for salvation that you have so graciously provided for those today that have called upon you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, now, Father, for the service ahead. Lord, I pray now as I stand in this place, I realize that, Father, I stand in a place where no man can stand alone and accomplish the will of God. Lord, I thank you for the teaching of the Word of God. I thank you for the prayers that's been offered. Lord, I thank you for the beautiful singing. Lord, I thank you for the precious Word of God. And so now as I pray as I stand in this place, I pray again that, Father, you'd anoint me and use me today. I pray you give me clarity of mind and clarity of speech. Lord, I pray you put just exactly upon my heart, my mind, and my mouth those things that, Lord, need to be said in this service today, that our hearts, Lord, would be corrected and challenged and encouraged today, Father, through the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, I realize that we're all going to face temptations. They're going to be put before us, but God, I pray, Lord, today that you'd help us, that we'd always try to find that way of escape. Lord, I'm glad that you are faithful today, and I pray, Lord, again, that you'd help us. Lord, there may be people in this congregation today that are going through different temptations, different trials, different things right now, even this morning, that's trying to hinder them. Lord, I pray today, Lord, they just look to you, turn it over to you. And I pray this morning most of all, Father, if there be one here today that, Lord, has never put their faith, their confidence, their trust, Lord, in you as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, I pray this very day the Spirit of God would convict them and draw them. And, Lord, they would come this day and receive you as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, we love you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do for us now. In Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. Again, for a few moments today, as you pray for us, I want to continue to look at the fault of dealing with these temptations. And again, especially today, begin to look at, now I don't know how far along we'll get within the message today, it'll be just however the Spirit of God moves and works in our hearts today, but simply overcoming the temptations. As we said, we've been dealing and looking at for some time now about temptations, and certainly considering how you and I must be on guard concerning these temptations that would hinder you and I concerning our relationship and our responsibility, if you will, to our Lord and to our Savior. And I believe not only to Him, but also to one another and to the folks that we come in contact with. And so we have, again, a great responsibility before us for those that name the name of Christ. So we need to understand that. So today I pray that for a few moments we can consider and to begin to look at some things on how you and I can overcome the temptations that will surely come our way. Again, we're all going to be tempted of different things, certainly in this world. But I'm glad again today that the Word of God teaches us that there are some ways to overcome. There are some ways that we can escape the temptations that lie before us each and every day. As a matter of fact, we're living in a world that is full of temptations and full of things that would hinder us and pull us away in our relationship and in our responsibility to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I've said many times, you know, God's been good to every one of us here today. I want to say that again. God has been so good to each and every one of us here this morning. Simply, if He had done nothing but save us, man, that would be enough to rejoice about and to live for Him and to walk with Him and certainly be what God has called us to be as children of God today. But yet, I begin to think about all the many other blessings that God has bestowed upon you and I here even this day. So have a lot to be thankful for, and we have again a great responsibility unto our Lord and to our Savior. Now, as you think about the text and that we looked at today, then go back to Matthew and chapter number 4, as we've been looking at for some time. Of course, we see the temptation of the Lord Jesus, and we said that word tempted was that he was tested thoroughly, and I'm glad he passed every test. And so there's some things that I believe that we can draw simply from how he certainly faced those temptations that we could even make application of to our own hearts and our own lives. And so we're going to be thinking about some things here out of Matthew chapter number 4 again this morning. So if you want to turn there, we'll be looking at some things there for just a few moments today. I've got three things that I want to deal with when it comes to dealing or certainly overcoming the temptations that we face. I first of all want to think about the enemies. Now notice I did not say just enemy, because I believe there's some enemies when it comes to the temptations. And I don't want to deal with the enemies of temptation and overcome them, because I truly believe if we're going to overcome in the battle that we face of temptations, then we got to know something about the enemies that we face. Secondly, I want to look at the enticements of the enemies. I want to look at not only the enemy, but I want to look at the enticements of the enemy. Then I want to look at those two things, but thirdly, I want to look at the escape or overcoming these temptations. Now, I don't know again how far along we'll get as we look at these things, but I want us to think about some things today in overcoming the temptations. First of all, again, we must consider the enemy. And can I say today, do not ever underestimate the enemy. I want you to know that today, and I want you to realize that. I'm sure many of you do, but isn't it amazing today just how subtle the enemy is today? We must consider the enemy. Do not underestimate the enemy. And we know, first of all, the enemy today is Satan himself. Now, friend, whether you believe in Satan or not today is entirely up to you. But could I say that he is real? Could I say today that he is a real force that is working against God today? He hates everything about God. He hates the people of God. He doesn't love anybody. Matter of fact, is God is love. I could say today that Satan himself is hate. I truly believe that today. He hates everything about God. He hates God's people. He wants to do everything that he can today for those that are even saved. Now, I'm glad he can't get my soul. Hallelujah for that. I'm glad I've been sealed to the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I could just stop right there and rejoice a while. Hallelujah, that he cannot get my soul. But could I say this morning that his influence is all around us today. The temptations that he puts out there before us, they are real, because he's a real devil. He is Satan today. And he is a power and a force that we have to deal with on a daily basis. You say, preacher, I don't ever have any problems with him. Well then, friend, if you don't ever have any problems with him, then evidently he's got you just right where he wants you this morning. I want you to know that and realize that, because I can promise you, if you've been saved by the good grace of God and you're trying to live right and do right and have that relationship and keep up with the responsibilities that God's called us to do, are called unto us to be and to do, being a child of God, I can promise you he's going to do everything he can to draw you away from that relationship and those responsibilities that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to do everything he can to destroy our testimonies. Could I say this morning, there's been folks that has been saved by the good grace of God, living right and doing right, and then the temptation come along and they wasn't on guard. I'll tell you what, they fell into that temptation. And today, yes, they're still saved. But friend, their influence, their testimony is not what it could be. It's not what it used to be. Hey, friend, I want to tell you something this morning. There's nowhere to back up to. There's nowhere to quit. Hallelujah, thank God. We need to keep marching on for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, we need to keep learning of him. We don't need this old world. What in the world has this world got to really offer a true child of God this morning? I want to tell you, hallelujah, they don't have anything that's better than what we've already got. Hallelujah, got a relationship with the person of Christ. Our sins have been forgiven. Our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah, he walks with us and talks with us and has given us promise after promise after promise this morning. Hallelujah, what a Savior. What a Savior this morning. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. But I'm telling you what, I face the temptations. You face the temptations this morning. But friend, you must, let me say it again, you must be aware of the enemy today. And let me say to you, friend, if you're here today without Christ, the enemy's already got you right where he wants you. I'm afraid the enemy's got too many people deceived. I'm afraid some people sitting on the church pew today, I'm afraid that they've been deceived and been deceived terribly. Why? Because that's what he does. He tries to deceive this morning. Now, I'm not trying to get you to doubt, but friend, I'll tell you what, you need to allow the Holy Ghost of God to search your heart this morning. And if you're not right with God, if you've never truly been born again, then friend, I'd get up out of my seat. I believe I'd just get up right now, Miss Debbie. Hallelujah. If I was here and didn't know I was going to heaven, hallelujah, I'd make my way to this altar this morning. I'd cry out to the Lord Jesus, Lord, come into my heart. Lord, I believe. Lord, I trust you. And I'll tell you what, if you'll do that, I'm glad God will save you. It's not about the time, hallelujah, you just came. I'm telling you, it's about a time that you met somebody, hallelujah, that changed your life. Oh, I'm glad this morning, hallelujah, he can still and will still change lives today, friend, if you'll allow him to. But here is the enemy. Here is the enemy. Now, if he tempted the Lord Jesus, do you not think he'd go after his young'uns? I mean full force. Because he again wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to destroy your influence. And I just about guarantee you, for everybody in here that's been saved any period of time at all, probably knows someone that has allowed that to happen in their life. Now again, all of us are going to be tempted. And all of us, to be honest before the Lord, there's times that we have given in to those temptations. That has hindered our walk, it's hindered our worship, that's hindered our work with the Lord Jesus Christ. But man, I'm telling you what, there's some of them. Now, sin, I understand that today. Boy, I'll tell you what, the devil just gets you in for, he'll just kind of get you interested. And then when he gets you interested, he'll just keep pulling you on in, pulling you on in, and pulling you on in. And the next thing you go, you've went too far. Yeah. Hallelujah for 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But what I'm saying this morning, friend, stay on guard. Don't get that far in the temptation this morning. And let me say that if you have, praise God, bring it to Jesus this morning. Again, I'm glad that he is willing to forgive today. We can this morning, church, we can overcome the temptations that are put before us. I'm afraid a lot of times we just don't want to. Oh my, let us think about that for a minute. I'm afraid so many times we just don't want to overcome the temptations. Because they're strong and because this flesh is so weak. So how do we begin to overcome these temptations? Well, again, I believe we can look at the very example here we have before us in Matthew 4. And, of course, where we read 1 Corinthians 10, and I'm not going to have time to get into all that this morning, but I believe we first of all must consider the enemy. And that enemy being Satan, he is that force, as we said, that is working against God and working against you and I. Do you not believe for a second this morning that there are not two forces at work here today? Now, I'm afraid the average person sitting in the church pew to do a church pew this morning many times does not realize that there's a very battle going on right here this morning. There's two forces at work right here today. And I'm glad, thank God, first of all, the Lord Jesus and the power of God. Boy, I'm glad he's at work today. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm glad greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. The devil will do everything that he can to hinder us today, to hinder this service, to hinder what God wants to do in our hearts here this morning. He'll put temptation after temptation after temptation out there before us in our hearts and our minds this morning. But hallelujah, church, let me give you something. Hallelujah. Don't have to give in to it this morning. Let's get our minds and our hearts, hallelujah, on the one that walked up Calvary's hill and bled and died and suffered, that we could know him today in a free pardon of sin. Oh God, help us today. Hallelujah. Brother Keith, remove the hindrances today. Remove that hindering force, that hindering spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God. And let us worship him and let him speak to our hearts and be obedient as God moves in this place today. But boy, the temptations are real. That force is at work. Now let me say some more about this enemy today. I know you already know these things, but let us be on guard and let us realize today that, and I'm not here to promote him anyway. As I've said many times, as I've preached along these lines, I'm not here today to promote him. I'm here to expose him. I believe if you're going to go in battle, you better know something about the enemy. And again, we are in a battle today. When you leave this place this afternoon, there will be battles that you will face. There will be temptations that you face. When you go to the workplace tomorrow, there will be battles to face, temptations to face. When you go to school tomorrow, these children, oh my soul, I can't imagine all the temptations and all the battles that they got to face. But friend, I'll tell you what, I'm here to expose the enemy this morning, that you not give in, that you be on guard, and that you not give in to the temptations that are put before you. Let me say some things about this enemy called Satan. First of all, he is conniving. He's very conniving. Now, I never have cared too much for being around folk that was conniving. I don't know about you. But that's who he is. Notice the book of Genesis when he first appears there in the book of Genesis when he comes to Eve. Now, the Bible says there in Genesis that he is more subtle than any beast of the field. He's sneaky. He's conniving. Now notice that verse of Scripture. Oh, preacher, I'm saved. And boy, I won't ever have no problems with that. And I won't now. Notice what we read there in Corinthians. That you and I need to take heed lest we fall. Notice those children of Israel had been delivered out of the land of Egypt. Then he began to talk about they're murmuring, they're complaining, and being bitten there by those serpents. Go study the book of Numbers. I don't have time to get into all that today. But we see that Satan always, always put those temptations out there, and he's very conniving in the way that he does it. Very subtle. Oh, it don't look so bad. Is that not what he convinced Eve of? Oh, go back and look. I mean, that book of beginnings, we can learn some things from that. And listen, we're made out of the same flesh that she was made out of and Adam was made out of. And the children of Israel were made out of that same flesh. So we're susceptible to the same kind of temptations that they are. But notice, Paul said that he was writing that. The Holy Ghost was inspiring him to do that as an example that we not fall into those same temptations. But boy, I tell you what, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves right there. Oh, that conniving rascal. Oh, how conniving he is. But notice, I want you to think something else about this enemy that we must consider if we're going to overcome the temptations in this battle that is put before us. Not only is he conniving, but let me say something else about him. He is consistent. Notice in our text in Matthew chapter number 4, as you read that, and we're not going to read that as we said this morning, but you'll find that he comes to Jesus the first time, but we'll notice what happened. He comes back again, and he comes back again. Now we see that he finally departs, but listen, this is not the only encounter that Jesus has to encounter this force of Satan. And listen, friend, he's consistent. Oh my, I might have to preach right here a while, preacher. Boy, I find many times we're not too consistent. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ain't nobody going to shout and say amen no how, so I'll just preach anyway. Amen. Might as well just go ahead and get on board. But I'll tell you what, I find so many times that we are so inconsistent. But now there's one thing about Satan today. He is consistent. He doesn't give up easy. He keeps coming back time after time. He keeps trying to wiggle his way in this way. He keeps trying to wiggle his way in that way. I'll tell you what, he knows what my weakness is. He knows what your weakness is. And he'll do everything he can. He'll be consistent. He'll be consistent. Could I say this morning, hallelujah, if you're a child of God, there ought to be some things that we ought to get consistent in. Hallelujah, thank God. We ought not to be up and down and all around. We ought to just be consistent. You'll find people through the Scriptures. Those that were blessed and those that were used and those that overcame those temptations. I believe this morning you'll find that they were consistent in following the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be consistent this morning. I realize we have a lot of people out sick and a lot of things going around and a lot of things going on and some people just laying out. Amen. Well, preacher, what's that got to do with overcoming temptations? Well, if we're going to overcome, we need to be consistent just like old Satan's consistent. We'll never overcome. We'll always be defeated. We'll always be... No wonder so many people that call themselves Christians is walking around and it looks like their gums is dragging their tracks out. They're so discouraged. I'm telling you what, listen, we got too much to be encouraged about. We got too much to thank God for this morning. God has been so good to you and me. But there is a force out there that is consistently doing everything he can to tear us down. He's consistently trying to tear your family down. You better put yourself on guard. You better not give in to the temptations. Been a many a good family, been sitting right in church pews. Saved, I believe saved, Brother Randy. Good people. But they gave in to the temptations and the devil destroyed their family. Preacher, that would never happen to my family. Take heed lest you fall. Is that not what the Scripture teaches us this morning? Why? Because the enemy is not only conniving, the enemy is consistent. You better be on guard. Not only will he try to destroy your person, not only will he try to destroy your family, but he'll try to destroy this church if he can. Especially when we really get hooked up and going God's way. Hooked up and doing what God wants us to do. I mean, the fire of God just falling around this place and people worshiping and praising God in the presence and the power of God. Boy, I tell you, you better watch out. That rascal's going to slip around and try to do anything he can to hinder what you and I are supposed to be doing. But listen, there's so many people inconsistent anymore, you can't get anything done. Wow. We can shout one week, but you can't find you the next. I'm trying to help you today. Hey, you called me here to preach, and that's what I'm going to do. Don't want you a man preacher for me, get you a sissy preacher. Hey, man. I aren't going to be no sissy preacher. Hey, man, just preach it like the book says it, preacher. Trying to keep you and your family out of hell, keep you right with God. Keep you where God can use you. Where God can use your family, where God can use the church, where God can make this place like that city set upon a hill that people have to take notice of the true and the living God this morning, friend.
Amen. Yes.
To be honest with you, most churches around us are dying. I'm not being critical. I'm just being honest with you. They're dying. What's happened? They've not overcome the temptations. Listen to me, friend. If you're going to keep yourself right, you'll keep your family right, we're going to keep the church right, we must overcome the temptations, and we must, hallelujah today, make sure that we expose the enemy. He's against you, he's against your family, he's against this church. He is conniving, he is consistent. But let me say something else about him. I'm going to brag on him a little more. He's convincing. Oh, it'll be all right. Has he ever put the temptation out there before you and then he come around and whisper and says it's not really all that bad? Or maybe something like this. There ain't nobody else going to know about it but you. But isn't it amazing how many of us have believed that and then come to find out later it all gets out.
Yeah.
And everybody finds out about it.
Yeah.
Oh yes, he's convincing. Today is Super Sunday. And I was just looking for curiosity's sake just the other day, and actually even thought about preaching a message on it this morning. The Holy Spirit wouldn't let me, wanted me to preach this, so that's all right. But I got to looking at it, and just today, just on, well, not today, but the whole thing around the Super Bowl and Super Sunday and all that goes along with it, I'm not real sure, but I believe it was 54 or 55 billion. That's billion with a B. That's not million. That's billion with a B. Dollars. Now, I may not be exactly right on that figure. But to think about that much money spent on a football game. Now, listen, I'm not preaching against football today. But I'll tell you what, one thing we ought to really get our attention on this morning is how many people have their mind and their focus on a football game. Rather than having it on the Lord Jesus today. And all the commercials. I forget how many millions of dollars just in alcohol sales. Preachers, there's something against that? Well, if you'll read your Bible, there is. He's convincing, though, isn't he? Oh, he makes the commercials look so great. And he puts the little cute horses out there and the dogs and all the... Boy, just makes it so attractive. He don't show you the daddies that's sitting in prison today. He don't show you the children that's going without, that has a parent somewhere in a locked up somewhere or laying in a ditch somewhere out of their mind, and children going hungry because their daddy won't work or somebody won't work in the family to keep them up. They spend all their money on alcohol. But oh my soul, isn't it so convincing when you first see it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have time this morning to get into the temptations that Christ faced here, but we face them every day. You turn your TV on, it's before you. You turn your radio on, it's before you. You turn your computer on, it's before you. You get your phone and you look on. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are being bombarded.
Yeah.
You better be on guard of the enemy today. Oh, my soul. If we're going to even begin to overcome the temptations, I believe we have to, this morning, understand and consider the enemy, that he is conniving, that he is consistent, that he is convincing. It's amazing how much he causes doubt. Just go back to Genesis and Look how he's trying to cause doubt here in Matthew chapter number 4, even with the person of the Lord Jesus. See, he tries to create doubt by questioning things that God's already established. And there's some things in the Word of God today and in our hearts, if we've truly trusted Him as Savior today, that God has already established. But isn't it amazing how the devil will come around and try to bring about doubt in our hearts and our minds? In some cases, I'm afraid even we in the church, in good, fundamental Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches, in some ways have been rocked to sleep by the conditions in which you and I are living today. Everything's all right anymore. Nothing's sin anymore. We can bring it right into the church house. We can bring it right into the house of God, and it never, ever bother us. Oh, my soul. But yet, I don't understand why a preacher spends so much time preaching on temptations. When some of you could be possibly sitting right here this morning, so far away from God, that you don't even hear His voice anymore. So much sin in your heart and your life today that if you needed to get a prayer through, you couldn't. Preacher, but we're good people. Who told you that? There's none good, no, not one. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is a holy God today. Remember, I said He was convincing. He'll convince us it ain't really that bad. It's all right. When we know in our heart. When we know in our heart that we've got sin in our life. And we just won't let go of it. We must be aware of the enemy if we're going to deal with the temptations that come our way. He is conniving, He is consistent, He is convincing, causing doubt, causing discouragement, causing deception, and even devouring. Was it Peter that not said He was like that roaring lion, seeking whom He may devour? He's good at what He does. I'll give Him credit for this. He's good at what He does. And He doesn't give up easy. Let me say this to us this morning. And you and I as God's children should never give up on our God.
Amen.
We don't have to give in to Him. And if you have today, I'm glad there is an altar. There is a place that we can get back in fellowship with Him. If we're going to overcome the temptations, we must consider the enemy. He is conniving, He is consistent, He is convincing. But let me give you this about Him. He is a liar.
Amen.
Now the question this morning is, now the Scriptures plainly teach us that He is a liar and the father of all lies. Now the question that the Holy Ghost wants to impose to me and impose to you this morning, who is it that you're going to follow? Who is it that you're going to listen to? Well, again, I think that most of us were honest before the Lord today. There's been times that we have followed the wrong force. But I'm saying to us this morning, Lord, help us to guard our relationship and our responsibility. Help us to understand that there's an enemy out there, and he's doing everything that he can to keep us where God wants us. and to keep us from obtaining the blessings that God wants to pour out on us. But see, just as God gave the children of Israel choice, just as He gave Adam and Eve choice, He gives you and I choice. Who is it that we are going to follow? See, and if you'll notice, and remember back as I started this morning, I said we want to put out here before us today, if we're going to overcome these temptations, we must put before us the enemies. Now, there's the enemy of Satan. But then secondly this morning, there's the enemy of self-will. Just because the temptation's out there doesn't mean I've got to give in to it. But all the peer pressure and all that voice that jumps up there and says everything's going to be all right. He is a liar and the father of all lies. If you think you're going to go to heaven this morning without Jesus in your heart, friend, you got another thing coming. But I'll tell you what's going to happen one day after a while is you're going to find out, but I'm afraid if you don't get right with God, or I know if you don't get right with God, it's going to be too late. I'm afraid He's even convinced folks sitting in church pews this thing is just not as serious as that preacher makes it out to be. But could I say this morning, there's nothing any more serious than where you're going to spend eternity. Jesus told Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again." Have you been born again today? If not, you can be. But you're going to have to quit listening to that force that says, "Wait till next time, wait till next week, wait till you get this done, wait till you get that done." No, today is the day of salvation. And as Christians today, are we allowing the enemy? I'm done. I didn't even get through the first point. Are we allowing the enemy this morning to put those temptations out there before us? Now, he's going to put them before us, but we don't have to give in to them. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm afraid that I have given in to some of these things, and my walk's been hindered, and my worship has been hindered, and my work's been hindered." Then, friend, right here's a good place to get it right. If you've never been born again, right here's a place to get it right. You can overcome. Notice the scripture we read in 1 Corinthians. God is faithful and will make a way of escape. This morning, you know what that way is? That way is the way of Calvary. Thank God for Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah for a place called Calvary. Where Jesus bled, died, and suffered. That you and I could escape the temptations that is before us. Brother Scott, give us a song. Father, we love you today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the cross of Calvary today. Thank you, Father, today that we have the living Word of God. Lord, that we can look to, that we can trust. Lord, that we can, if we will allow it to speak to our hearts, when we get out of line, we'll bring us back in line where we need to be. Lord, none of us are perfect. All of us have failed. All of us have come short. Lord, all of us have given in to some of those temptations that the enemy puts out there before us. But Lord, I'm glad that again, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And Lord, I'm glad I don't have to give in to those temptations. Now, Lord, I have, and I ask you to forgive me. And help me. But this enemy of Satan is so convincing, so conniving, so consistent. Lord, we must be on guard. And I pray in the stillness of this service this morning for someone here that, Lord, they've never truly been born again. And Holy Spirit of God, you're speaking to their heart. You're speaking to them right now. They know. They know in their heart that if he's to leave this world today, that they don't have things right with you. I pray this morning, Father, would you touch their heart? Would you give them the faith to come today and repent and ask you to come into their heart? And Father, for Christians here today that their walk and their worship and their work's been hindered because they have allowed themselves to give in to the temptations. Lord, I pray today that they might come. And Lord, they might ask you to forgive them of that and ask you to help them to be on guard, to certainly guard their testimony and their relationship and responsibility to you. Lord, I don't know the need of anybody's heart here today, but Lord, you do. So I pray as we give this invitation, Lord, you'll continue to speak and you'll move. And I pray that we'll be obedient. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. Everybody stand.